markets chugging along as they've done, well, at least the last couple weeks. Joining us to chat a little bit about that, diving deeper, Craig Bolanos, co-founder and wealth advisor at VestGen Wealth Partners. Get retired, stayretired.com. Craig, unless the president posts something about tariffs that people don't like, it seems like our markets are doing a good job kind of consuming all news and plowing ahead.
The markets are doing just fine. I mean, look at this fantastic rally we've had ever since the mass amount of destruction from the Rose Garden speech on tariffs. And that's why I think everyone should be making decisions based on data, not decisions based on sentiment feelings, because boy, sentiments literally turned 180 degrees in the last 6 weeks. But none of that means we're out of the woods. There's probably a too much complacency out there by a lot of investors.
So is Taco correct? Trump always chickens out?
Taco. I love the analogy. You know what? It's Wednesday. It's not Taco Tuesday. But no, Taco has proven to be completely right. I can't even keep up with the tariffs anymore. I'm pretty sure there's a 10% baseline on everybody. But then when I look on Canada, we've got a 0% rate, a 10% rate, a 25% rate, a threatened 250% rate on dairy that was out there. The needle just keeps on moving. But yes, right now, Taco's in play. Trump always chickens out. So if you get a bad post on Truth Social and the market dips, you probably ought to buy it. But now that everyone knows Taco, the dips are likely to be shallower than they used to.
I don't know if you worked in dip next to Taco on purpose, but that worked really well with a taco dip. Love that. I don't know if anyone's coined that one yet, Craig Bolanos, but we'll claim credit for it. I mean, we kind of called that a couple weeks ago, right? When the Treasury spiked, and that seemed to be the breaking point. It did show that just like people thought maybe, yes, the president has a lot of unilateral decision-making ahead of him to be able to do as regards to tariffs, although some judges may have a thing or two to say about that. But ultimately, there are the guardrails of the American political system that he still has to contend with.
Thank you. That's it. We live in, listen, it's the land of the free, the home of the brave, and that's because there is governance. There are these checks and balances. And I know everybody worries that sometimes the rules appear to be temporarily suspended. Maybe they are, but it's temporary. There is still a system that creates safety and transparency, and I think we're seeing that. And that's why capital remains in the United States of America. But I got to go back to what I said, John. There's some complacency out there. Too much complacency. And, you know, going into the jobs report on Friday, going into the second half of the year, we all need to remember one slogan. Just because things haven't turned out to be as bad as we thought they were going to be, that is not the same as things being good.
Right. I wonder if companies who saw the writing on the wall and bought inventories and bought up inventories, stocked up their inventories, helped mitigate some of these issues simply because, Craig, they just had to outlast how long these tariffs were in place for. And as of right now, they've done so, right? They've bridged the gap from the threat of the tariff to it being gone. And maybe that's why we haven't seen the prices shoot up yet. I know there are a lot of lagging indicators. We haven't seen unemployment shoot up at all, Craig. It's that the American businesses, the engine of our economy, they were smart during this time and prepared.
You know what, John? Independent business owners are smart.
Yes.
Never bet against the American CEO, even if it's a CEO of a small company. And you know what? Consumers are smart too. There's a lot of stuff that got pulled forward. That's the reason the data hasn't contracted yet. But as we learn from the Beige Book, you know, the economic report that goes over every single city in America, we have seen some contraction now over the past 6 weeks. Hiring has slowed. That shouldn't surprise anybody. The inflation, you know, in the last 6 weeks, a rise, but at a moderate price. And none of that is the harbinger of bad things to come. The soft landing is still intact, but we have to remember that it's still possible that things turn out to be hard. It's still plausible that we've ended all forms of economic momentum, and we don't know whether or not we're going to reignite the growth engine of the U.S. economy in the second half of the year. Only time's going to tell. So you always get a second chance to do the right thing, America. Knowing everything you know now about the world, would you modify your investments now that your investments are back to what they were the first couple days of January?
Well, take that question to your clients. What are you telling them?
What I'm telling everybody is this. Throughout the entire process, this hasn't been a time to be a hero. This is a time to have pragmatic optimism. This is a time to stay in the game and not let emotions drive decisions. Let's make decisions that are data-driven. But I think this is an ideal time for investors to diversify their diversifiers. Take a long look at the type of stocks you own. Take a long look at how you're deploying fixed income. That's the bond market. And I think it's an ideal time to include various forms of alternative investments in the right form of precious metals, the right form of private equity, the right form of private credit, the right form, because there's a right and a wrong in real estate. And if people follow those simple rules and keep up with their rebalancing protocols, everyone's going to be just fine, John.
I love that. Diversify your diversifiers. Are you saying that, oh, great, you think you're diversified, look at those and make sure you really are?
Shout out to everybody. I say this all the time on your show. Nothing wrong with target date portfolios. Nothing wrong with model portfolios. You might consider yourself to be a balanced investor based on risk tolerance. But look under the hood of what you really own. You know, should you continue to be 70-30 stocks to bonds? Maybe you should be 50-40-10, 50% stock, 40% bond, 10% alternatives. Maybe it's 60-20-20. There's a different flavor for everybody, and I want investors to know that the S&P 500 returns of the next 7 years, odds are they're not going to look like the last seven.
You ever coach any teams, Craig?
Coach any teams? I spent my fair share of time picking dandelions. That was youth soccer. And then I spent a tremendous amount of time in ice hockey. Shout out to all my friends at the Northwest Chargers.
I'm just saying, if you were to coach a team, I'd run through walls to work with. When you get into rah-rah America mode, Craig, there's nothing better.
John, I appreciate it. You know what? That's what we do at VestGen Wolf Partners. Thanks for the plug, my friend.
Yeah, no, you do great work there. Get retired, stayretired.com. Oh, and Craig, next time you're on, I got to ask you about a TikTok trend. You're not on TikTok, are you?
I am not on TikTok, but okay. Depending on where America takes TikTok, I may end up reengaging.
All right, well, tell you what. Before that one, I'm going to give you a heads up on what I want to talk about, but we'll do it again another time. All right, Craig?
Sounds great, John. Thanks for your show.